What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Jamaica's first parish justice center is now up and running in St. Anne. Stay with us to hear more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
St. Anne is home to Jamaica's first parish justice center. The center is located at 1 Tucker Avenue in St. Anne's Bay and was established at a cost of $30 million. Approximately $2 million of the total was spent to provide furnishings and information technology support. The Parish Justice Center is expected to be the hub for easier access to justice-related services in the parish.
A justice center is a crucial component of bringing justice to the people. It can be looked at as a one-stop shop, and in this case, for alternative dispute resolution processes, restorative justice, and child diversion support matters, along with a host of other services. Instead of moving from one place to another, seeking information, obtaining services, folks from communities will know exactly where to go to get help. In this way, justice centers are an effective model of service provision.
Canadian High Commissioner to Jamaica, Sylvain Fabi. The facility is one of 14 to be established across the island, with two to be completed by the end of 2017. The St. Mary Justice Center is expected to be established by August, while the Portland facility will be ready by October. The remaining 11 are to be completed during the 2017-18 fiscal year. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says the center will offer several alternative dispute resolution services, including restorative justice, child diversion, and mediation.
So in these centers, we hope that citizens can come here to get advice, also to get direction as to where they can get legal services or different legal services. At these justice centers, we're hoping that the judges will be able to refer some of the minor cases in the crime or in civil matters for mediation or also for restorative justice. We hope that these justice centers right across Jamaica will help to reduce the backlog. If we can resolve the disputes and the conflicts within the communities and settle them amicably, then there's no need to go to court.
The justice centers are geared at reducing the backlog of court cases, easing demand on the courts, and expanding the capacity of the justice system to handle quasi-judicial matters.
I am very happy that the government of Jamaica has made justice sector reform a national priority that is entrenched in Jamaica's National Development Plan Vision 2030. And this is why European Union was able to select the justice reform sector as one of our biggest areas of support in Jamaica.
Head of Delegation of the European Union to Jamaica, Malgorzata Wasiluska. The custos of each parish will be the patron of all parish justice centers. Custos Rotulorum for St. Anne, Norma Walters, says the center is expected to facilitate easier access to justice services by members of the public.
We will be speaking to the youth, the schools, the churches. We'll be publicizing the nature of this center, that it's a place where they can go firstly for peaceful resolution. We intend for this to be an active and alive center. It's not just going to be a figurehead or a symbol. Already we work close with the police and the courts. We are hoping that we can impact our justice system to make it more efficient.
We've come to the end of this week's edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.